entrance gates to the Watch Bell Tower of the 15th century. Before the front city appeared, the main entrance gates to the territory of the fortress were the gates in the Watch Bell Tower. At present, their location is marked by the arched passageway in the lower part of the tower, which has sunk into the ground. The width of the passageway in the Watch Bell Tower is 4.5 metres, and the Tsar's carriage could easily drive through it. The entrance tower gates initially had wooden enclosures, which were locked by means of two locking bars and were equipped with a portcullis, hirsa or cataract. In the gate part of the tower, one can still see the hollows for the lifting mechanism of the hirsa. Possibly, the hirsa was made from thick forged iron rods sharp at the bottom. The wooden enclosures in the tower were locked with the help of two strong locking bars. In the wall of the passage, there are deep slots opposite each other, into which one of the locking bars was inserted. For making them even more durable, the ends of the locking bars, or maybe the entirety of the locking bars, were plated with metal. Each of the locking bars were really heavy, which is why they were put into their slots by several people at a time. In the 15th century, there was the guard's post tower, and its garrison watched over the gates of the fortress and also had to maintain the mechanisms of the hirsa. Once the front city had been constructed, the wall that adjoined the tower partially concealed the arch and made the passage narrower. Later, the hirsa was removed since it was no longer needed, and the upper part of the gates was walled up. It made the passage really narrow and easy to protect. Eventually, the passage through the bell tower was terminated.